Watching the process and the progress of Ida. You have a million people in Louisiana without power. More in Mississippi. We had a live report from Picayune, Mississippi earlier today. It's about 40 miles north, 40 minutes north, maybe not 40 minutes. Anyhow, it's right there by New Orleans. It was right in the throes of where this hurricane came in. Ida came in as a class 450-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Yes, there is damage. At least one fatality reported. That will rise. But this is not Katrina. It is not Harvey. It does not appear, because the storm has already been downgraded dramatically to just a tropical storm, not a hurricane anymore. The sustained winds have fallen below 60 miles an hour at last report, which is good news. The rainfall totals look like they're going to be more likely in the 12-inch range, not the 20-plus-inch range. Also good news. Storm surge in the 12-foot range, not the 20-foot range. More good news. I mean, there's a whole series of things that happen with a storm like this that can make it much worse or make it less severe. And right now, at least the indications we're getting is, I mean, yes, it's going to be a disaster area. Yes, there's going to be damaged homes, flash flooding, loss of life, but not to the degree that it could have been. And I think I'll say I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. Here's an interesting... So I have two interesting stories here about electric vehicles. All right, so Rivian is an electric pickup truck. It's a startup. They've been working in conjunction with Ford Motor Company. I think Ford gave them $500 million. I think Ford has a significant stake here. But I want to tell you about Rivian, because the Irvine, California-based startup issued a statement Friday that has submitted its registration to the Securities and Exchange Commission, confirming an earlier report by Bloomberg the company would like to do an IPO, become a public company sometime around Thanksgiving. It's a great-looking pickup truck. To me, I think it's a cool pickup. It's all electric. They believe they will have an $80 billion valuation. $80 billion. It would be one of the biggest debuts on that basis this year. $10.5 billion has already been raised from Amazon and Ford, among others. An established factory in Illinois and thousands of reservation holders for its R1T truck and its R1S sport utility vehicle. Rivian among the most serious competitors lining up to take on electric leader Tesla. Rivian said in a statement that the size and price range for its proposed offering have not yet been determined. The company working on the IPO with advisors including Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Bloomberg, reporting that in May. So, looks like they're on their way. Rivian on the way. The company has grand plans at scouting locations for a European manufacturing site. Bloomberg reported in February that it is talks with a city of Fort Worth, Texas, about investing $5 billion in a second U.S. assembly plant there. The R1T pickup going into limited production this month. 400 miles of range. The company will build the truck. And the SUV in Normal, Illinois. Good news for Illinois. So there's one of those electric car deals. And if you look up the Rivian, I find it fascinating. And yes, Ford is involved with that. And then there's this Tesla. More problems with the Tesla autopilot system. A Tesla on autopilot slammed into a Florida state police car. State trooper, there you go. The Florida Highway Patrol cruiser was on an interstate near downtown Orlando. Had pulled over to assist a disabled vehicle. The autopilot, partially automated driving system, was being used. The trooper was hit about 5 a.m. Saturday. Emergency lights were on. Was on his way to the disabled vehicle when the Tesla car hit the cruiser's left side, then collided with other vehicles. The 27-year-old man in the Tesla and the driver of the disabled vehicle suffered only minor injuries. The trooper unhurt, but good Lord, how many of these do you have to have? The electric vehicle maker uses a camera-based system, a lot of computing power, and sometimes radar to spot obstacles, determine what they are, and then decide what the vehicle should do. But researchers say it has had trouble with parked emergency vehicles and perpendicular trucks in its path. And how does it see snow? There's been a fatality as well from all of this. 17 people have been hurt, one killed, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So more trouble. I don't know, Tesla. Come on. I think that they are obviously the front runner in a lot of what they do. And, of course, there's always SpaceX. Elon Musk does big things, but you've got to get this figured out because this is a big problem, a really big problem. It's time to deal with it, right? Time to deal with it. If I always talk about supporting the home team. And, by the way, I'm going to share all of my feedback from telling you I'm fully vaccinated. That's going to be exciting. I get all sorts of interesting responses, to say the least. The home team when it comes to feeding my dogs, GreatLakesPetFood.com. GreatLakesPetFood.com, a West Michigan company making fabulous dog food that my dogs absolutely love. GreatLakesPetFood.com. It's high quality. It's not a bunch of filler. It's protein. It's chicken. It's pork. It's the real deal, and it's made in Michigan, and that's the real deal as well. GreatLakesPetFood.com. My dogs absolutely in love with it. You know, my dogs, I'm a dog farmer. I feel like, you know, a dog shepherd as many as dogs as I have. At any rate, that's my plug for those guys. Quick break. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American